You're listening to Mind Your Own Business. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, your host. Mind Your Own Business is a weekly show that we do talking to some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs, helping you to be better at being a business professional by learning from all of the experience that these entrepreneurs and CEOs bring from all around the world. Exclusively here on Inspired News Radio. And now it's time for Mind Your Own Business.
Well, it's a great day right here at Inspired News Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Mind Your Own Business. I am Scott Sullivan, as you know, your host, your Sherpa, your guide through this, just this wilderness of podcasts. Every single week, we bring you some of the greatest guests, some of the greatest entrepreneurs, some of the greatest success stories anywhere that we can find them. We bring them to you because our goal each and every week is to leave a trail of golden nuggets to make you better at what you do. You know it as Mind Your Own Business, and I do it every single week, literally as a labor of love, because I want to give back to you, that solo entrepreneur, that business owner, that wannapreneur, that person that wants to build their own business and get started. And we bring you some of the greatest guests every single week right here on Inspired News Radio. And this week is absolutely no exception. I am so excited. I am so thrilled to bring you today a lady that is a entrepreneur in the truest sense of the word, but also a quality, fantastic human being that is giving back, that is raising four beautiful daughters, that has made bold moves in her life all over. But more importantly is that we talk about that giving back each and every week. This is the lady that is living her life exactly the way that she wants to by her own rules, and she's doing it in a way that gives back to each and every one of you as entrepreneurs out there. Now, if you don't know who I'm talking about already, that's okay, because we're going to make sure that you know by the end of this show. And I am talking about Trevinia Barber. Trevinia Barber is the founder and CEO of Priority VA. And Trevinia, I'm going to say hello. How are you?
Hey, Scott, I am doing really well. Thanks for having me.
I am so excited to have you. And thank you for making the time and putting in the effort it takes to get on a podcast and to share an hour of your life with my listeners, because without you, I couldn't do what I do, and I really appreciate it. So first of all, tell us a little bit about Priority VA and just a touch about you, because everybody that listens to Mind Your Own Business knows that the origin story is the first way we always start off. So tell us a little bit about Priority VA, what it is and what it does, and then tell us how you got your feet on this path.
Yeah. So Priority VA is a leadership and development company with a staffing arm. So, you know, I started this company in 2013 as a way to be able to give back, I think, to the moms that I felt I was, and to create something that I needed for them when I was in a young mom and trying to be a good mom and a good worker and kind of straddling the fence between those two things. And so now it looks like us placing entrepreneurs, solopreneurs with their own executive assistants on either a fractional basis or a continual placement basis as a kind of a staffing company would do. And then the leadership development piece is where we pour into the executive assistants so that they can then serve their clients or their executives without losing their sanity. So it's a fun twist on me being an executive assistant as I was sort of growing up in the ranks and then turning entrepreneur and serving both the EAs and the clients that we serve by matching them with pretty incredible EAs that then kind of take over a lot of the things in their business so they can focus on what they do best.
That's fantastic. And then pick a spot somewhere on the time continuum and tell us, 2013, you started Priority VA, but somewhere in your background, I mean, tell us a little bit about where you came from, how you got here, the decisions that brought you to this world of saying, I mean, I have had guests that come on that say, I woke up on Tuesday and I decided to be an entrepreneur. And then I've had others that said, people beat me over the head for 6 years before I finally realized I needed to do this. So tell us a little bit about your story. How did you get from where you were to where you are today?
Yeah. So I grew up in a very kind of lower middle class home. My parents worked hard jobs, right? As housekeepers and drywallers, physically demanding jobs. And I kind of knew I didn't want to do that, but I didn't really know exactly what I was supposed to do. And so I landed a job just working a desk job as an administrative assistant for an adult daycare for Alzheimer's patients. That was my first sort of cool, real job. And then I just kept along those ranks of being an executive assistant. And then I found out that I hated driving 45 minutes to work, and I hated paying to park every day. And I thought wearing a three-piece suit and pantyhose was goofy when I could do everything that I was doing from home. And I used to try and talk my employers into letting our office staff work at home, and they just did not buy it at all. They thought I was crazy. And then I got pregnant, and I decided that I was going to take 5 months of maternity leave. And at that point, my idea about working from home sort of was a novel thing. They were like, do you remember that idea you had, Trevinia, about working from home? Do you think you'd be able to do that on some of your maternity leave? And that really opened the door for me to prove not only that I could do my job and do it well, but that I could actually do more because I was working when I wanted to work instead of when I was told I had to work. And I did that for years, until the company got bought out by a national organization, and then they asked me to come back into the office. But I mean, I was like 7 or 8 years into working at home, and I was not about to like take off pajamas and put on a three-piece suit again.
Pajamas, okay.
I am wearing capri pajama pants right now, Scott. I have a nice top on, but it is just my life. I live in pajama pants, and so. I struck it out on my own, and I got connected with an agency, and they connected me with some high-level entrepreneurs, and I started working as a virtual executive assistant in that capacity. Did that for a few years. Everything was great. And then when I started getting talked about on my clients' podcasts, I started getting emails or random phone calls or Facebook messages saying, can you also be my assistant? And that's when the entrepreneurial light bulb went off for me, Scott. I thought, you know, no, because I'm all out of time. I wanted to be at home with my kids and not be working 80 hours a week, but I could find you someone that you could trust, because it wasn't Trevinia they wanted. They just wanted someone that they could trust. And so Priority VA was born from that concept of I could help people get matched with an executive assistant, or at that point, it was just a virtual assistant that could do the things they needed to do, but wasn't going to kind of screw them over or ghost them, right? As most people do, or a lot of people do in this virtual assistant space. So Priority VA was born from there. Now we've grown. We have like 50 executive assistants and 6 core team members that are full time, and we're kind of rocking it out.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, let's open up that box a little bit and talk about the VA or virtual assistant part of the Priority side. When you talk about this, now for our listeners out there that a lot of you are solopreneurs, a lot of you are in that first stages of your startup, you're working a full-time job, and you're also trying to, you know, fulfill your passion after hours and weekends and, you know, all of that. And then on top of that, we've got all this COVID stuff on top of everything that's happening now. So there's all kinds of challenges out there. But let's talk a little bit about a virtual assistant. You're not talking about project type of task work. You're not saying, hey, I need somebody to put all this. Well, let me rephrase that. There could be some of that, but you're looking at more of a relationship, a partnership, a way that, because I heard you say the word trust like 4 times. So yeah. These are people that you get to know, like, and trust. These are people that you're building a relationship with that have a vested interest in your success. I mean, this isn't about hiring somebody from the Philippines. Sorry, and again, this is no dispersions on, I'm not casting any dispersions on the Philippines, but this isn't like hiring somebody from the Philippines or India to say, I have 4,000 names I need to put in a database and I'll pay you 10 cents a piece for them. That's not what you're talking about.
It's not. And one thing that I'd encourage your listeners to think about, when people hear the term virtual assistant, their mind can go in that direction. It's an offshore person who's doing the data entry or the tasks that they don't want to do. I encourage people to look at virtual assistant as an industry. And within that industry, you have a whole bunch of different specialties. You've got people that are graphic design virtual assistants, copywriting assistants, right? I specialize in the executive assistants. So this is the person who I believe everyone needs on their team, that they should have a long-term collaborative partner. Now, some people can't afford that because their business isn't at the place where they, you know, they have full-time needs. They're like, heck, I'm only working 20 hours in my business, right? Because I have a full-time job right now. And so, but they might need a fractional executive assistant. And that's one way with our company, you can get one for 10 hours a week, right? And it's a commitment because you still have to find 10 hours a week of work for them to be able to do. But it's not that full-time commitment of I need a desk for them and I need a computer for them and I have all these things. So they're specialized in taking care of you so you can go take care of the things you need to do in your business. But back to the virtual assistant thing. Many people who are starting out need a virtual assistant and they can only afford the offshore $4 an hour, you know, Filipino virtual assistant. And I believe there is a place for that. I believe that if you have repeatable rote tasks that you do over and over again in your business that are very clearly systematized, go that route. Like that makes so much sense. It's affordable. You can get someone high quality, then you can pay them. I believe everyone should be paying their people a living wage, regardless of where they live. But that's just my own personal preference. But if you need a lot of things that have subjectivity to them. If someone is going to be answering customer service emails for you, and that is the first line of defense to promote or, you know, turn someone away from your company, you want someone who can make those subjective decisions. Or if someone's going to be reaching out to pitch podcasts on your behalf, you want them to be able to do that with a sense of real structure to what even cultural differences are and things like that. And so it varies. And an offshore option is great for some people, but it's not for others. And so take that with a grain of salt and do your research as to what type of virtual assistant is going to work best for you. But we found US-based assistants work better for the types of clients we serve.
That's fantastic. Now, see, that's exactly what my mind went there, because when you were talking about an executive's assistant, but I want to go one step further. I'm going to step one more step down on the staircase, and I want to be able to get just a little bit deeper, because, you know, I have been extremely blessed in my life, and I've had a very storied career of 35 years in sales and marketing. And I've been able to be a CEO, and I've done all these other great things in my life. And one of the things that I found is that with a better than average to great executive assistant, it allows you to not do the things that are counterproductive. I'm not saying that exactly the right way, because it's the double negative is coming out on that. But by being, I can be more productive because I don't have to stand at the copier and make copies. And I know that's not a real world analogy, but by not having to do that, I can concentrate on the things that are actually driving revenue. So if you're a solopreneur and your business is absolutely 100%, hinged on you have to talk to a client, then you don't have the luxury of being able to sit for 4 hours and answer a bunch of emails, because that doesn't make you any revenue. So if you could have somebody that has that subjective decision-making process that you've worked with, that understands your core business, that understands your goals and your vision, they could handle that while you're actually taking those 4 hours to talk to a prospect and generate more revenue to pay for that VA.
Exactly. And, you know, I like to look at it in this way. I think that we can look at people to do something that we don't want to do, or that we don't have time to do, or that we don't know how to do. And oftentimes I have clients,
or it doesn't pay us to do it.
Yeah, exactly. But I have people take this sort of inventory of how are you spending your day, and take stock of that. How many times are you needing to Google something, or you're going back into some SOP because you're like, I forget where I'm supposed to click to send this email to, you know, a broadcast to thousands of people, or, you know, I don't know how to enter my Facebook pixel on my website. I don't know how to do that, right? So think of the things that you're doing that are keeping you away from the things that I believe are in the most important column. And that's the things that only you can do. And I encourage all of the listeners right now to do this. And it is such a simple yet profound exercise. People don't take me seriously, but I'm going to challenge you to do this. Get a post-it note. And on the post-it note, simply write, do I have to do this? And then I want you to put it on your monitor on your computer, or put it on, you know, the trackpad next to the trackpad on your laptop. And every time you start doing something and you see that post-it note and you answer yourself, no, I don't have to do this. I want you to use a simple tool. And there's many of them online. My favorite is a tool called Loom, L-O-O-M. And you can use Loom and just screen record yourself doing that process, whatever that thing is, even if it's paying a bill, you know, log in to your bank and document that process. If it is ordering something from Amazon, whatever it is, if it's posting a blog on your website, document yourself doing it, each of the steps, and just talk to yourself as you're doing it. And you have just created a video version of an SOP that someone else that doesn't have to be you can follow. It's that easy. People tell me all the time, I don't know what I'd have people do. I'm like, well, what are you doing all day? like, let's look at what you're doing and do you have to do this? And that's a simple way that we can start to think, how can someone else who I trust, who has training, right? How can they help get me traction? Trust, training, traction. It's like this whole triangle thing that I really believe that if you can start asking yourself those questions, you will start to see so many things that you could be delegating that you're not. And then you get to ask yourself a couple layers deep questions of like, why am I not delegating? What am I afraid of? Right? Am I afraid for people to see the messy back end of my business because my Instagram says that it's beautiful, but if someone really knew how messed up it was back here, they might judge me, right? So we get to like get to the real nitty gritty of why you're refusing help. A lot of people say it's money. And I believe that if you cannot choose to find the money, now hiring a high-end agency like mine might not be the best option for you. But if you can't choose the or find the money to get the support that you need, I worry about you and the long-term sustainability of your business, because getting help to free up your time to make more money is the best business decision many people could be making right now.
Wow. That's okay. So is this the crux? We haven't even talked about it yet, but I wanted to talk about the Momentum Method, which is your proprietary system. Is this trust triangle with trust, training, and traction? Is this part of that Momentum Method?
Yeah, it is part of it. The Momentum Method was really an answer to a question that we kept getting from clients who wanted to work with us and couldn't afford it, honestly. They didn't feel like they could afford to hire a high-level executive assistant, but they knew they needed help. And I talk a lot about a process we call the gauntlet in our hiring. It is this proprietary system that we use to find and hire and bring people into the fold of Priority VA. And people were like, well, can you just sell me the gauntlet? Like, can you just teach me how to do that and I'll do it on my own? And so it's a do-it-yourself version to figure out who you are, who you need, what you need them to do, and how to find them, and then how to onboard them into your business. And so it's the kind of DIY version of what we do inside Priority VA, because I wanted to get support to as many people as I can. I have this motto that we shouldn't do it alone, right? Don't do it alone. It's what I say all the time. And so that was one way that I could help people not feel so alone when it came to the daunting task of hiring really their right-hand person.
Okay. Well, that's fantastic. Now I want to dispel a couple of myths. So I want to move from that to, you've already touched on it. You know, I can't afford it. I don't know what I would have them do. There's no way that I could have somebody not sitting. This is the one I love. This is the absolute one I love. I have to have somebody sitting outside my door. I need somebody in my same office, in my same space. That becomes an employee. I don't want to hire an employee. So I'm choosing to do it myself because it's actually saving us money. And I don't want to have to go through all the headache of payroll and taxes and workman's comp and all that stuff. And I just shake my head. So let's talk a little bit about the technology that is available. And we don't have to put, you know, shameless plugs in unless you want to, but let's talk about how the technology has changed, because until COVID came around, nobody was working from home, or there were a lot less people working from home. And now nobody's going to the office, but business keeps happening and keeps going on. So let's talk a little bit about the technology and how that's changed over the years.
Well, you know, when I first started, I always gauge it by how old my kid is. So my oldest daughter's 17. So my first time working from home was 17 years ago. And I had a fax machine that cost a lot of money. I would go through ink and paper.
I don't know. What's a fax?
Antiquated thing. Called a fax. And that was how I communicated, right? It was like send a fax or, you know, get on the phone and call. And email, of course, we were using, but now, man, I remember when COVID hit and we created a big page on our website to try and help people transition into, you know, going remote quickly because we've been doing it for so long. And I was shocked at how many people were like, what's Zoom? And
I'm no,
I had no idea. They were like, so do you have like Skype or something? I'm like, well, we could use Skype, but here's another alternative for you. And they're like, this is easy. I love it.
And here's 30 alternatives.
Exactly. But so there is a lot of technology to take care. No, they're not going to eliminate your fears, but they will help ease your fears. So a lot of questions we get is, you know, I'm not going to give someone my password. I'm like, correct. We're not going to do that. So we're going to use a password protection program, which everyone should be using anyway.
Right.
You should never be writing them down on a notepad and like having them in your office. Like, stop doing that. Or Excel spreadsheets with passwords. I cringe. I still get those when we're onboarding clients. They'll send me an email with a link to, you know, with an attachment of an Excel spreadsheet and all their usernames and passwords. Don't do that. Get a password protector. We like to use LastPass because it's just simple, one click. If you ever got weird feeling, you want to, you know, revoke access, it's really easy to do that. So password protection is great to protect you. People worry about their finances. What if I give them my credit card and they, you know, go buy a yacht, whatever it is. And so there are ways that we can do that. Get them a credit card in their name under your company with a $1,000 limit. So, you know, that is the most damage that they could do for you.
I'm sorry, I have to interject here. It's not even damage because then you have the guarantee from the credit card company that says if they do it fraudulently, you just stop payment on it and turn off the card. And guess what? They put the $1,000 back in your bank.
So a lot of the things that we worry about don't really ever come into fruition. And there's a ways that we can continually safeguard ourselves against that. So we run background checks on everyone, just as if we were hiring them in person. They still have a background check. We can still do drug testing. You know, we can still do all of those types of things remote. The question that you said that most people ask you or talk about is like, I need them outside my office. And COVID has shown us that it is possible to still do work and not be in a physical proximity to our teams and our assistant. Doesn't make it harder. I don't say harder. I believe it makes it different. And it takes a little bit more intentionality than just being like, hey, Sarah, come in my office, right? It takes a little more intentionality. But I believe that benefits us because we have to work smarter and we have to be more efficient. And so it's less sort of chatting at the water cooler and like, quick, let's get on Zoom. Let's get down to business. Okay, break, go finish your work, right? I believe it produces more work than it does than the opposite, because there's no need to mess around. You know, I have a 15-minute meeting with my assistant on Tuesday morning and she is off to the races. There's none of this back and forth, all this stuff, because she runs a tight ship and she gets on our calls and it's like, she asked me the three questions we need to ask and we keep on moving through. And so I believe it makes things more possible. And I would challenge people, try it. And what most people resent is the fact that they have to grow.
Right, exactly. It's the change that the human nature doesn't like. The human nature doesn't like the fact that we're having to change and evolve. But I also want to address one thing that you didn't, and it surprised me that you didn't address it specifically, and that is this thing about So I also teach sales and marketing classes to a lot of companies all over the United States because I've been doing it for so long. Yeah. And the biggest complaint that I get or the biggest concern that I have is when companies say, well, my business is a lot of phone based. I need to be able to talk to that client when they call and I need somebody to answer my phone. And how do I get that phone call? And, you know, I only have one phone line in my house and I'm going, whoa, stop. First of all, if you're still calling from a phone and you're not using your computer to dial your phone and track it in your CRM, A, we got a problem. So let's stop there. Second, if you haven't heard of a VOIP, which is a voice over internet protocol, you could have Sally answer the phone when she's working, because remember, she's a virtual assistant, and you can also have Chad because virtual assistants are also men. Yep. So you could have Sally or Chad answer the phone when they're working. and when they're not. And you can even do what's called a hot swap. They could be talking to the client and say, hey, let me get Trevini on the phone for you. Hang on just a second, put them on hold, and now your phone's ringing. Wow, what a concept. And they live in Georgia and you're in Northern California.
The technology that we have been given in these times, and I think it's just only going to get more interesting and more complicated, honestly, but it allows us to do things that we never thought possible. I mean, imagine when even just the fax was new and that was such a novel thing. People are like, oh my gosh.
I can send a piece of paper across the world.
Exactly. And then, obviously email and all these things. There are so many ways that we use technology within our business now, even just, creating those little Loom videos. When a customer joins our email list, it's like create a little Loom video that's like, hey, Scott, saw that you opted in for our 50 things to outsource to a virtual assistant. Once you look at it, circle back with me and tell me what thing you're most excited about. Like, that takes me 22 seconds to record that video and send it. And yet it makes our customers feel so loved on and like they're getting a personal relationship with us from the very beginning. But those are types of things they that your assistants can do for you. Yeah, it is.
They are getting a personal relationship. That's what the difference is, because we have video email services now. So instead of just sending the email, think about that, just what you just talked about in the technology. Hey, hi, Trevinia. This is Scott. Thank you for signing up. I just sent you a video in your email and you're 9,000% more likely to open it.
Yep. Exactly. So, and that beats somebody sitting outside your office, doesn't it? Like, get your own coffee. Look at all the other things somebody can do for you.
Plus, if you get your own coffee, it's always going to be the way you like it. Oh, man, this has been absolutely crazy wild. So my guest today, in case you are just joining us, is Trevinia Barber. She is the CEO and founder of Priority VA, and her website is PriorityVA.com. We have talked a little bit about the origin story growing up in this just very blue-collar world with hardworking parents and raising four beautiful girls and finding out that she wanted to be an entrepreneur and just taking these bold moves and helping other entrepreneurs all over the world, all over the world, by helping them understand their workday. I mean, just the awareness of what you do is fantastic. So I am so thankful for you being a guest here today. And I now want to talk a little bit about this journey that you're on. What's next for Priority VA? Where do you go from here? You're already changing the world one company at a time. What's next? Are you going to don a cape and go save the world or what? I mean, what are we doing here?
We have this amazing new membership for executive assistants that we've launched, and we call it Momentum HQ because we believe that everyone really needs momentum in their business if they're going to get where they say they want to go. And so one of the things I value greatly is pouring into executive assistants. And I think that founders, CEOs, solopreneurs, whatever, whoever's building a team, they have four responsibilities to their team. They have to encourage them, empower them, equip them, and engage with them. But it doesn't happen very often, especially in the virtual space. And so we developed a community through Momentum HQ where those executive assistants can get just that. So their tank is sort of filled up so that when they're serving you as the client or the executive, they're not losing their sanity and they have what it takes to deal with typically these sort of high charge, quick start entrepreneurs who are going a million miles an hour. And that's probably been the coolest thing that we've created right now. And we're excited to launch that this fall.
Okay. And so you ran through those E's so fast. You got encourage, empower, equip. And what was the last one?
Engage.
Okay. Yeah. So now I've got them. Okay. So that's called Momentum HQ. And will that be, you'll be putting that out on your website so people will know how to get it and how to talk about it and what the next steps are?
Yeah. So they can go to PriorityVA.com to find all the information on all of our products and services, actually. And Momentum HQ, there's a wait list on there right now for those who either want to put their assistant in our community, or if they are an executive assistant right now, they can join independently too. But my goal, bigger goal, is that clients and CEOs would be wanting their EAs to be a part of this community because they know it's going to be very top notch.
So let's talk about that just for a second, because that's a topic we haven't covered yet, and I'm very interested in that. So so I don't know. I know my demographic. I know the people that are listening, and they're usually on the other side of that coin. They're the people that are the solopreneurs, or most of my audience, they are either looking to be an entrepreneur, or they are trying to start a company, or they're wildly successful already. If you happen to be listening now, or if our listeners know somebody who is an executive assistant, and maybe, again, I don't want to I don't want to put too much of a fine point on it, but let's say you're in the traditional role of an executive assistant, still putting on that suit, still putting on the pantyhose, still showing up, you know, from 9 to 5. And then if that person is saying, wait a minute, I just heard, you know, Trevinia talking about working in my pajama pants. Okay, first of all, that sounds good to me. You know, is that something that you are recruiting for? You're coaching and teaching? How does someone transition, or someone they know that is doing that? Or maybe, and again, I don't want to be, negative Nelly here, but if I'm suffering, my company's suffering through COVID, and I'm going to have some right sizing or downsizing happening, and I, unfortunately, a lot of those people are the ones that are the first ones to get cut. How do I then bring them into the fold for you? And is this something that you can help them with their next career or the next phase of their career?
Yeah, certainly. In two ways we can help. So we have clients that are coming to us still looking for executive support, because while COVID has hit a lot of companies, and don't get me wrong, we were rocked pretty hard too when clients needed to end up, you know, terminating or canceling services because their businesses just no longer existed as a result of COVID. That was rough. But there are still a lot of people that are making money right now. So don't be dismayed that, like,
I agree. Completely falling apart.
And the challenge becomes, though, that now a lot of very talented, highly paid executive assistants don't have jobs now. And so many of them are scrambling. Some of them are coming to us saying, what is this virtual thing? Can I do it? You know, am I a fit for this type of work? And so we are putting them through our gauntlet, which is not easy, but we're really pulling out who might be a great fit for our clients that come to us. But where Momentum HQ fits in is that gives them that community to help them, because we're teaching career planning and helping them vision for their future and developing where they are, right? And helping them to create, for many, what has to become a learner's mindset again, because a lot of these men and women had been in roles for years and this sort of kind of pulled the rug out under them. And we created a training that's called Never Be Non-Essential Again, because
I love it.
Because that's what we were hearing, is like they were deemed non-essential in their corporation. And so I believe that there are things that you can do as an executive assistant so that you really are, I don't want to say irreplaceable, but you can never be told that what you do isn't valuable again. So so it's definitely a place for them as well to find community and to find support and to find training, honestly, in how to be a better listener, communicator, how to deal with conflict and time management and all of those things. But I think we can get comfortable in our roles, even if they're corporate roles. And this is going to stretch everybody. So it's kind of fun.
That is fantastic. I have to tell you, I just can't believe how the time is flying by. I'm so scared because I still have a page of questions to ask you.
Go for it. Let's do it. We'll rapid fire.
We can do that. But before we get to the next level, I want to talk about something that I've heard the phrase of called a success team, right? So you have this solopreneur that comes in that wakes up one morning and hangs out a shingle, whatever that shingle says. It says, you know, and it doesn't matter, but you've become this solopreneur and you now are going to take this, your career of you've been doing for corporate America for 15 years and you just got laid off. So you're just going to be, because of COVID or whatever reason, and you're now going to take those services and skills and you're going to put them out into the world. However, never having been a business owner, never having been in that, only working for corporate America, I keep hearing this phrase of a success team. Like, do you have a CPA? Do you have a lawyer? Are these services that you also, you know, coach on and help these new entrepreneurs? So if I have a listener that just hung out their shingle yesterday and they're going, I have no idea about GAAP accounting. And I'm going to tell you is I'm not going to define it now because I'll get it wrong, but I don't have any idea. I don't know what I need as far as contracts or anything else. So do they come to you or do they find that somewhere else?
Yeah. So through the coaching that I do for clients, yes, they can find that through us and learn how to really get the nuts and bolts of what they need. And then we have referral partners that, you know, CPAs that we refer to, attorneys that we refer to, even website developers and things like that, that we refer to for people that don't really have a good footing of where they want to go or who they should be able to trust. I don't do any of that stuff myself, right? Within us, I'm never going to give you CPA advice, but I'm going to tell you the best CPA I know will do that. But one of the things that's important though, Scott, is to look at an assistant as part of that success team.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
People think the executive assistant is the most important hire, in my opinion, that you can make. My friend Cameron Harold says it best, and he says, if you don't have an executive assistant, you are one.
Whoa. Okay. So you're going to have to send me the link to Cameron's website because I've got to get to know that person. That's a great quote. Don't have an executive assistant, you are one. That's fantastic because see, that's exactly what I'm thinking. If you're not investing in your own success in your own business, the first person you should hire is your executive assistant because that person now helps you. That becomes a double set of eyeballs, a double set of ears, a double, somebody to sounding board because that person can then go out and do the preliminary evaluation of a fractional CPA, a fractional lawyer, a fractional CFO, a fractional HR, whatever the service or the software, or whatever, that executive assistant is a whole lot better at doing what they were doing than what you did because the reason you hung out your shingle is because you're really good at something and it probably wasn't that.
Yeah, we've got people that are amazing photographers but don't know anything about business, right? Exactly. And so getting someone in that understands and does well the things that you don't, that becomes a partnership. And if we can start to look at an executive assistant as an extension of you, right? Not just someone to do the things you don't want to do, but to serve in a high level capacity as an extension of you, you're doubling your productivity every day. And you're focusing on the things that only you can do. I could not take a picture to save my life, but I can run a business. And so I'll run the business. You go take the pictures. We're going to be a match made in heaven, right? So you need to find someone who has that same passion for what you're doing. They find a purpose in what they're doing for you. And then, of course, they have the proficiency to actually get things done.
All right. So here you go. If you're listening to the sound of our voices today, if you are, you know, on your commute, if you're, you know, sitting by your pool and listening to this podcast, I'm going to challenge you right now. If you're thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, if you're maybe you're in a transition period in your life right now, maybe you just started a new business, or maybe you're actually thinking about rebooting your entrepreneurial success, right? Anywhere that you are now, I'm going to encourage you first and foremost, stop what you're doing. Get to your local website. Go find a computer or use your phone or whatever it is, however you normally get that information, and actually go right now to Priority VA and get that information so that you can find an executive assistant first. Then get your website, then get your success team, then get all of the parts and pieces that go along with that, because that's what's going to make you successful. I love what you just said, and that is you double your productivity from day one. I mean, day one, you're doubling your productivity. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I love it. And I love the idea that people used to think that they had to do it all themselves in order for it to be done right. And I had a reckoning, even as I was growing my own business, to realize that 80% done is better than me still having it on my to-do list, right? So if I could give it to someone else and they could get it 80% of the way there and then I could slam dunk it home, then that's way better because the time it takes to do something, think about this, versus the time it takes to actually get it done is very different for most of us, right? We'll have that same 5-minute activity on our to-do list for 20 days. But if we can just hand that off to an executive assistant and it takes them 8 minutes, do we care?
Absolutely not. Yeah. Oh, that is amazing. Oh my gosh, this is fantastic. Okay, so let's wrap this thing up and put a bow on it. How do our listeners engage with you? What are the things? What's the ideal person that you're trying to reach? How do we get our listeners that have been just enthralled in this conversation go, that's it. I need that. I need everything that they talked about today. I need all of that in my life. So what's the next steps? How does that happen?
Yeah, you do need it in your life. And I'm just going to speak really frankly to those of you that are listening. If you are struggling in your business right now, or maybe things are even going well, but you want to go to the next level, then you do need support. And honestly, I don't care if you come to Priority VA. I want to serve you and I want to help you, but I will stand on my words that don't do it alone. Just get support wherever it is that you feel the most comfortable getting it. But here's how you can work with us. And here's who's the best fit for the types of clients and the types of EAs that we surround ourselves with. High-level entrepreneurs typically do really well with us doing one of two things, doing something called the priority hire package, where you pay us to find your person. You want to pay them X dollars an hour? Great. You'll do that. You pay us a flat fee to find them, to vet them, to work with them, to onboard them into your company. That's what a lot of people are doing now because they want to just have that person work directly with them. There's also an option for them to do something we call the priority staff. And this is where you pay us, we pay the assistant. They work for us and they serve you as a client through us. That's a really great way for people to do it in an entry level way, right? They want to work with a very high level assistant, but they're not quite ready to take on the ownership of that person and that role in their company. And so that's the fractional executive assistant at 10 hours a week. And then we have the do-it-yourself version through Momentum Method, and that's a course that you can buy and learn how to implement our system in your business. But those are the three best ways to work with us. And then, of course, there's, you know, consulting and coaching that you can do with me directly. But that is typically for people who are very lost. They're not even sure exactly what they need to be doing, who they need to have on their team, and they're still trying to figure out their offers and things like that. So lots of different ways to work with us. And if you're an executive assistant, you can join us in Momentum HQ, which is that membership community, to get all of the encouragement and support that you need as being a number two to someone that you serve.
That's fantastic. So I have one quick follow-up question regarding that. If I want to take the second choice of a fractional ownership where I pay you and you pay them, do I still build a relationship with one person, or do you pull from a pool that either does it at, you know, works with me? And then if I want to, when I get to the level where I'm comfortable, does that person walk over, or do I then have to start all over again?
Great questions.
Yay, so, great questions.
Yes, they are. you get assigned a dedicated human. So if you come to us, Scott, I might give you Sarah. And Sarah is your executive virtual assistant. She's going to work for you starting at 10 hours a week. It could be 20. And now if you're pushing up to wanting to do, you know, 35 hours a week, it's time to make Sarah an employee of your company. We do have buyout provisions for that. So you could essentially buy her out and bring her into the fold to come work with your company. So, or, you know, you could continue with Sarah in the fractional sense, but then bring on another human into you and keep her in the fringe, you know, to help you and support. But yeah, most people will buy that person out of the contract for us. And we sadly have been, we needed to put those parameters in place to
protect our company as well. Yeah. So there is a point of diminishing return. Obviously, I'm paying you, you're paying them a lesser fee. So there's a delta there because you have to make money through the whole process. So at some point, when you get to that 35, 40 hours a week, it doesn't make any sense to pay a middleman
exactly
to do what you're already doing anyway. So I understand. So then we just have a provision that says, look, we've done this for 6 months. Okay. Yep. We've made a little money. You've saved a ton of money, and obviously your company is growing like crazy. You're going to take Sarah for a full time. You just pay us X, and then Sarah walks over and she becomes yours, and exactly, it all works out fine. Okay, got it. Those were the first things that jumped into my brain as to how do you transition? How do you migrate? And it's sort of like that. And then I guess the other question I had around that is if things don't gel, really well. If Sarah and I, if it isn't working, okay, and again, I don't want to dwell on the negative, but most people have agreements because not that they're easy to get into. It's that you have an agreement because when you want to unwind the relationship, right? So, yeah. So what happens when Sarah and I aren't gelling? It's not working. I'm not as happy as I thought I would be, and I want to try somebody else. Is that an option? How does that work?
Absolutely. We aim for a long-term collaborative fit. And if that's not working, we need to go back to the drawing board. Now, we have a 100-day onboarding process. And so if there are any challenges and problems...
Wait a minute. I want to make sure I hear.
100 days.
You live with us for 100 days. Well, then there's no way. There's no chance I'll make it. You can't get onboarded without knowing that it's a perfect fit.
Exactly.
There you go.
Well, okay. The onboarding, let me just make sure that I'm clear here. The onboarding is I match you with Sarah, and I don't just say, hey, Scott and Sarah, go have fun.
Good luck.
We're involved in that relationship for 100 days, following up, making sure, doing surveys, asking questions, having 90-minute calls with that executive assistant at least 6 times in those 100 days to make sure that everything is going well, that you're satisfied, that they're satisfied, and that it is a healthy, good, productive relationship. So should there be anything that comes up during that time, hopefully we would have caught it, right? And we can make adjustments and just decide, okay, this isn't the right fit, because that's what we want is fit, right?
That's the coaching, right?
Yeah.
Because most of the time it is a complete jerk.
Most of the time it is coaching. Yeah. And we can clarify a few things because, again, we're going to use the example of the photographer. They don't know how to delegate. They know how to take amazing pictures. And so they need to be taught how to delegate, and they need to be taught really boundaries. Boundary conversations are things I have a lot of. About, you know, when an assistant is working 10 hours a week for you, that does not mean that they're at their computer for 80 hours a week hitting refresh, seeing if you need anything, right? That's not the way it works. So but we have a lot of those types of conversations, and we can generally fix a challenge through conversation by asking this question: is this a process problem or a people problem? And if it's process, which most of the time, 80% of the time it is, we can solve that. And if it's a people problem, then sometimes those ones can't be solved and we need to make a change and switch to a different executive assistant. And sometimes it's just not a fit and there's nothing we can do to make so-and-so happy and they just need to go somewhere else.
Exactly. Because let me introduce you to somebody named Prado. That's amazing. So I love your process. I love the theory behind it. I love everything that you're talking about. So I am a huge fan. I am all over your website right now. I am just, you've got me. I'm a complete fan. I can hardly wait till I can get off of this podcast so I can start thinking about what my executive assistant is going to be doing for me, because I have my post-it note stuck right here on my computer that says, do I need to be doing this?
Exactly. And the only thing you got to do is do this good interview. Everything else can be done by someone else. God, I love it.
Well, I'm a fan. You've taken this Neanderthal and you've given me a haircut and a shave and put me in a suit. Now you put me out in front of the public. So that's great. This is fantastic. I have enjoyed this hour. I just can't believe we just run through this time. Like, it is just, we've blown through it. I want to first of all encourage you to please come back. Please get back on my schedule, figure out a way. Let's get an executive assistant on my team so that you can then schedule your own time back. I have so many more questions to ask. We've just barely scratched the surface. I want to get into the depth. I want to talk about how we go from good to great in the Jim Collins model. How do we take these people that are already successful, add a layer of assistance to that and turn them on fire, right? Get them to the next level, because so many of my listeners right now are having this, I want to call it a modicum of success. They've replaced their corporate income, but they're working, my definition of an entrepreneur is the person who's willing to work 80 hours a week for the same money they were getting paid for 40 hours a week, right? So they didn't become an entrepreneur to work themselves to death and have no quality of life just so they could say they're their own boss, right? So I want to take that group of people and I want them to live the best quality life they can possibly have, because they have amazing skills, but they just aren't really good at a lot of other stuff. And your team can help them do that.
Absolutely. Well, it'd be my honor to come back and talk about how we can grow businesses without, you know, at the expense of our sanity. We don't have to do it that way. And so I'd love to be a guest back. I'm so grateful to be here. And it's been an honor. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. So remember, all you have to do is go to PriorityVA.com. That is where you can get a hold of Trevinia and her entire team, and you can get engaged with them. You can also, I'm sure, find her. Just tell me, you're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You're on all the social media platforms, I'm sure.
I got really lucky, Scott. I'm there on all platforms at Trevinia. You can go to Trevinia.com.
I can understand why. I mean, you know, everybody's going to struggle on how to spell Trevinia, but that's okay. Priority VA, I can spell. That's true. That's fantastic. So you're on all the social media platforms. We can fully engage with you. We can start getting our questions answered. We can build our success team. We can double our efforts from day one. I was listening, man. I've got it. I'm taking notes here. I'm going to start trusting training and traction. I'm going to start putting my, encourage, empower, equip, and engage. You've got all of the acronyms. I am so ready. I'm going to have post-it notes all over my monitor. This is fantastic. I am excited to finally understand more about what your business is and how an executive assistant can change my quality of life. That is so amazing to me. Thank you for being here this week. And thanks for just stopping by and making us better at what we do.
My pleasure.
I say it every week, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I could not do what I do without you, the listener. You guys are my rock. You are the reason why I do this. So wherever you get your podcasts, we're always there. We go out every single week on Apple and Google and Spotify and all the other places. So wherever you're listening to this podcast right now, go tell a friend. But if you would, just scroll right down to the bottom of that page, hit the review, hit the like. If you want to put a review in, if you love what you're hearing today, tell us. Trevinia will love it. I will love it. We'll make sure all of that. Wherever you get your podcast, we'll put all of these show notes. All the contact information and how to get a hold of us is right there at the bottom of the show, and you'll be able to click on all those live links and find all this additional information. But the most important people that I want to thank, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, every single week I talk about it, and that's the entire team at Inspired News Radio. Susan, Jennifer, Robin, Megan, the entire team of women. This is a female-run organization that is just absolutely crushing it. Every single week, they give me a platform to be able to put my voice out there and to help the world. It's positive programs that are delivered to the world just absolutely 100% designed to inspire, inform, educate, and motivate. Every single week, Inspired News Radio is all about those five words: positive, the most important part, inspiring, informational, educational, and motivational. Every single week, they get to do it. If you haven't checked it out, please go to inspirednewsradio.com and look at some of the other show hosts. I appreciate them every week because they do such a fantastic job, but they also put us out everywhere else all over the world. I thank you for listening. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I thank Inspired News Radio for giving me this platform every single week. And I sign off the same way. All of my listeners know this. Mind your own business, because nobody else is going to.
You've been listening to Mind Your Own Business right here on InspiredNewsRadio.com. Thanks for tuning in each week as we interview some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs in the world. You can reach us on Twitter at INR Talk Radio. Always use the hashtag MYOB for Mind Your Own Business. Make sure you stop by and check out all of the past episodes and all the great things that are available on our website, www.inspirednewsradio.com. There's great resources there that you can find for all of our other shows too. Thanks for being a part of the Inspired News Radio family. Until next week, remember to mind your own business.